What up? This is Coco Red with your daily diary news. Hey, everybody. Hey. I am back and I missed you guys. I missed talking. Just so much going on since I went back to work after my surgery. Just to give you a little update, I'm not going to get into that. I lost 33 pounds within 7 weeks of my surgery. And I feel good about myself. People are seeing it. I haven't really seen. I see a little bit, but not much. But I'm not going to get too hyped up or whatever about it. I'm happy about that. Thank you. I'm moving on. And I just want to give an update to those who have been listening to my journey. Now, this episode is called Black Beauty Supply Stores versus Korean Beauty Supply Stores. Yes. I want to support Black-owned everything. But what I have noticed throughout the years when there has been people of color that open up beauty supply stores, if it's the Africans or African Americans, it seems like their stuff have been like maybe like $2 higher than the Korean store. So it kind of make it hard for us. I mean, I'm about saving the money, no matter if you're Black, white, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. I'm about saving money. And the thing of it is that I'm all for pro-Blackness and everything and all that good stuff. But what makes it hard is when you go into a Black-owned beauty supply store and their price is a little bit like maybe $2 to $3 higher than a Korean store, it makes it hard because, okay, just say for instance, I go into a Black beauty supply store. Yes, they have the things that's 99 cents for 99 cents, okay? But the stuff that's like you go in there for some, probably some Pro Gel or Eco Gel. Just say the gel may be $2.99 in the Korean store, but in their store, it'll probably be like $4.99. So it's like it's really hard to kind of like, you know, get with the program because, and then plus they don't have as much stuff as the Korean stores have. I mean, the Korean store have stuff from jewelry, just everything. It just makes it like a mega store, certain Korean beauty supply. I've been in some Korean beauty supply stores that were horrible, that they were small and some of them were expensive, outdated products on the store because they have so much stuff. But I just want to say, just from a person of color, that if you're going to be going and venture to tap into those things, I feel that you should have your prices just as equal or better. I'm not saying shortcut yourself, but I noticed that when people of color have beauty supply stores, the first thing they always want to say, and I'm not saying it's not true. Maybe it is true. Maybe Koreans have a better buying mechanism, or I where they can purchase things for a little bit cheaper. But it seems like when people of color have stuff, they always say, oh, you know, it costs me more to do this, to get that, and this and this and that. It's like, that's the thing that I hear, and I have heard. I'm not saying that that's the problem now, but I noticed that there's been more and more people of color opening up beauty supply stores. And I feel like if you're going to open up a beauty supply store, don't overprice things, because people of color like to go where they can get the best buck for their money. And I just hate that, you know, it has to be like that. I don't know what voodoo that the Koreans are working, or what kind of buying power. Maybe it's something that they can lower their prices on their products, and we can't when we buy things. So that's the issue that I'm having when people of color open up like grocery stores. Things are way higher because I don't know what it is, but I know for a fact that, you know, that I noticed that. So, I mean, I may be wrong. If you notice anything like that, let me know. Because, I mean, if I'm saying something, speaking out, I'm not trying to offend anybody or discourage anybody from going into a black-owned business. But I just noticed that a lot of times when you go into black-owned business that compare themselves, like if it's a gas station or a grocery store or anything, it's much, much higher than if you were going to a store with Koreans or Asians or anything like that. And I'm not saying, and all Asians are not bad and all Korean people are not bad. You know, it's just that, you know, it's just that, you know, I would love to go into a, you know, a store and buy things, you know what I'm saying, from my own kind. I would love that. But in certain cases, it's hard because when you go in there, it's usually a little bit pricey. It is. And I'm just keeping it real with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, like, I hate to say this, but I don't see a lot of Christian churches. I live in Atlanta, like I told you before, and Atlanta's becoming overpopulated with a lot of people from different places, and it's becoming a very nasty place to live. It's not that Southern hospitality that you get anymore. You sit on your porch where, you know, a car passed by, they'll wave at you just for courtesy. It's getting to the point, like, it's overpopulated. And what I'm about to break up now is something else. It's like, I noticed that black Christians and black churches don't give back to the community. And what I mean, I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying, like, as far as here in Georgia, it's a work the right state. It is, you know, they don't have a lot of sources where they can help you with different things, like New York and maybe some other places that'll help you get on your feet and different things like that. They have it, but you have to search for it. And what I'm trying to say is that we have all these churches that's always money, 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 money. And I've noticed here in Georgia, because me and my husband, we got into a financial bond and we had to get some utility assistance. And it's always the Catholic churches. It's always the white churches that help people of color. And that's just real truth. And it's sad because I can't go to Cleflo Dollar or T.D. Jakes or, well, you know, R.I.P. with Bishop A. Long was living. You can't go to those places and get help. It's always some crazy, you know, are you a member of the church or this or that? It's just always some, you know, we need to find out how much you're making. It's like when I go to the people, you know, Caucasian churches, which usually be more so Catholics or the white Christian churches, they tend to help people of color. It's like the black churches don't really help people of color. They always, oh, we don't give this, or we don't do this, or this and this and that. You got this. It's just always something. So what I'm saying is that when it comes, it is sad to say, when it comes to black people helping each other, it's not a good look. It's not a good look in certain cases. It's not. And I hate to say that. But those are the experiences that your girl experienced here in Georgia. I can't speak for everybody's experience. I just can only say that versus this group of people, I've gotten better results out of this group of people than I got out of my own group of people. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to say. And we need to work on that because we need each other. We do. We do. We really do need to come together, but we all about ourselves sometimes, and that's the bad thing about it. So, this segment of my episode, I know I kind of ran and was all over the place a little bit, but I just wanted to get that off my chest because, you know, we need to come together as people of color. The black churches or whatever you believe in, we need to come together. We need to stop hating on one another, stop disrespecting one another. We need to just really come together and be the people that we know that we are, you know. And I just want to say to people out there, don't get upset. As it's not that I'm saying that Koreans are better than this and this and that. I'm just letting you know that it's a difference. It's a difference. It's a difference. And so this is your girl Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. I'm signing off, and thank you for listening, and I will speak to you soon.